So, how about that Pats win in Week 11 against the Baltimore Ravens? And we got more news and notes around the NFL on Loaded Up Friends Inside the NFL starting now. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Loro and Friends Inside the NFL. I am Loro, your host, and Matt and Ben, sorry, I beg your pardon, is with me today. And we'll get Kenny and CJ back on here on the show very soon, but probably next week. So, Ben, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you doing, Loro?
Doing good, Ben. So, let's start off with some game recaps of Week 10. So, let's start with the Miami Dolphins defeating the LA Chargers 29-21. But it shows you that the Dolphins are pretty much almost the real deal with Tua Tagovailoa as the starting quarterback. But the Chargers already found their franchise quarterback in Justin Herbert, as the Chargers are heading in the right direction at quarterback, but the Chargers just can't close out games.
Yeah, I mean, we've discussed about the Chargers for a couple weeks now in terms of, Herbert's the real deal, and he is going to. But it's just their identity. They haven't found any type of identity. And, the Dolphins have been playing great football the last couple of weeks. Tua has definitely worked out, I would say, so far. Of course, it's a small sample size. But with what he's been able to do, I think he really messes well with Brian Flores. And got to give that team a lot of credit for the way that they've been playing right now.
Yeah, they've been playing great football right now. So now let's talk about the LA Rams defeating the Seattle Seahawks 23-16. So it was a big win for the Rams as they keep up in this very tough NFC West. But the Seattle Seahawks, they lost two straight road games. So put it this way, that the Seahawks, I really think that the Seahawks are still, I still think the Seahawks are the favorites to win the NFC West, but I feel like that they're going to bounce back in a big way in their game on Thursday night, which we'll get to in just a bit.
Yeah, they're slipping a little bit. But I do trust in that Russ will get the troops back and rolling. And I think that being said, it's going to, for them, they have a big game against the Cardinals. And, now they have to make sure that they find a way to win this game. It's going to be a tough one, though, especially with the way that they've been playing.
Yeah, they've been playing very well as of today. So, with that being said, now let's talk about Sunday Night Football. So, we're going to talk about more on this on our Patriots talk show on Friday. So, we'll talk about a lot of AFC East news, as you know, because Ben and I have a Patriots talk show that we air every Friday on our podcast. So, the New England Patriots defeat the Ravens 23-17. I think this was a huge win for the Patriots. And if they lost this game, our season would have been over.
I'm not sure if it would have been over, but I think the biggest thing about the game was I was interested to see how the run defense would be able to match up against the Ravens. And we'll talk more about the game on Friday. But the Patriots did a lot of good things that I think you could definitely build off of. And I really liked the way that the running game was executed, the offensive line really dominated, and the way that they were able to just contain Lamar Jackson. It was just eye-opening, I'd say, to me. I know the Ravens kind of haven't been the same type of team as they were kind of last year, but it's kind of really hard for them to kind of put what they put on last year because that was pretty remarkable. But they've definitely taken kind of a step back. The offense, in terms of for them, their receiving game on the outside, I'm not sure if, you know, the Marquise Brown situation, if he's going to make a big jump or not, because clearly he hasn't really gone that next jump, I think, so far. And, yeah, just a couple guys. I mean, Mark Andrews has been great for them. They do have a great running game. But I do give the Patriots a lot of credit. They fought in, and, you know, they got to find a way to keep the train going. And even though it's a big win, you know, of course, if it's a big letdown come Sunday, you know, then this game, of course, doesn't mean as much. So, but with that being said, you know, definitely enjoy it till Sunday. And, yeah, I think it's a great build-off win for sure.
Yes, and expect the Patriots to go out there in Houston and win, which I think that'll happen. But I think this Patriots team is ready to be back to playing 500 football.
Hopefully. I mean, we'll talk about the Texans on Sunday, but you know, we kind of discussed with them being at 2-5. You kind of had a certain path that I was just kind of, you know, a little question about, that you thought that they would beat the Jets, and then you thought that they beat the Ravens. And I was really, really shocked that they were able to find a way to beat the Ravens, because the Ravens are just an extremely talented club, even if they kind of have taken a step back. In a lot of the games, the first loss on the road, they were undefeated going in to New England from the road standpoint. So, you know, there's still some time for this team. And I think Bill Belichick knows it. I think Cam Newton knows it. I think they wish that they got off to a better start in the season. Of course, I think COVID kind of screwed up a lot of what they were trying to do in terms of their game plan. But it feels like, you know, Cam is kind of back in terms of week-by-week type things and kind of him getting ready. Edelman might be coming back soon, and hopefully he can get kind of himself right. But Myers has really stepped up. They've had a lot of guys. Winovich is starting, like you said. Winovich is, you know, kind of your player looking in for the season. You know, he's been playing great football. And Duggar really stood out on Sunday too. So I just think this team's a lot of fun. I think it's just – it's not a huge veteran-type group. I mean, there's some great veterans, but, you know, I think it's just a great work group that's just trying to keep, you know, improving. I think that's, you know, definitely what you want to see at a football team.
All right. Now, with that being said, now let's talk about let's talk about some injury new notes. So Drew Brees is going to be out for a little while just because he fractured his ribs. But he also punctured his lung in the win for the Saints over the 49ers. So do you think that the Saints are going to – do you think the Saints will be fine without Brees for the time being?
I think so. Winston can play. You know, of course, he was a starter in Tampa Bay. Thing about Winston is he turns the ball over a lot, and it's just a matter of holding on to the football is a big thing for him. With that being said, you know, Thomas is back. Kamara's been outstanding this year. And just the fact that they beat Tampa twice in the division, as long as they just keep on rolling, you know, they have a pretty favorable schedule ahead of them, I think. And, you know, I think that as long as Winston just gives it to the guys that can make plays, I think they'll be fine.
All right. Now, with that being said, now let's talk about next is Andrew Whitworth's injury. And do you think that this impacts the Rams?
Oh, definitely. Whitworth is a really big loss for that offensive anchor core. has been a really good player during his course of his career. And he's just a really big-time loss for them, I think. And so it'll be interesting to see how they're able to kind of, you know, fill his absence. But, yeah, I would say it's a really tough loss for them. But I think that the Rams are still in a position where they're playing some really good football right now. And, you know, they're going to have to move forward without him for the rest of the year and the time being. But I think, you know, he seems like a guy that will come back stronger than ever. And hopefully that's the case.
All right. So now that being said, now let's talk about our top five offensive and defensive players through through 10 weeks of the 2020 season. So now let's start with our top five offensive linemen through 10 weeks of the 2020 season. So my list goes like this. I have Andrew Whitworth, Anthony Costanzo, Quentin Nelson, Jason Kelsey, and Alejandro Villanueva. What about you, Ben?
I'd say
I'm talking about offensive linemen.
Right. Yeah, I'm just taking a look here. Yeah, Quentin Nelson's a big one. He's played great football. I was gonna pick Ronnie Stanley, but he's gonna be out for the year. Mitchell Schwartz is probably another guy from the Chiefs. He's now on COVID list. Taylor Lewin from the Titans. That was probably gonna be another one. And then Lane Johnson.
I mean, Lane Johnson hasn't been healthy all year long, but when healthy, he's still an effective offensive lineman, you know.
As well as Trent Williams, too.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about my top five defensive players. You can pick any defensive player in any position for your top five. So I have Aaron Donald, number one, Joey Bosa, number two, Khalil Mack, number three, Tyrann Mathieu, number four, and then Jalen Ramsey, number five.
Yeah, I basically have a lot of the same guys you mentioned. You know, Donald, I'd say number one. And then, I'd say Mac number two. I don't know. You could pick a lot of good guys. I think Watt's still kind of killing it. I think he's playing still some great football. And then Ramsey is playing. He really just shut down DK Metcalf, which has been hard for a lot of guys. So I give a lot of credit to him. And then Myles Garrett was going to be another one too. That him and TJ Watt have been absolute forces. Another guy to look out for is Buda Baker.
Oh yeah, Buda Baker's been great. So now let's move on to our Week 11 pick. So let's start with our Thursday night football pick. As Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals take on Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. So let's start with the Arizona Cardinals, I beg your pardon. So it was a Hail Murray, which you could say, as DeAndre Hopkins won the game on a Hail Mary catch against the Buffalo Bills last week. But on the Seahawks side, they lost two straight games, but I'm actually going to pick the Arizona Cardinals to beat the Seattle Seahawks, I beg your pardon, in overtime. And I think the Cardinals could be in first place. That's why I pick Arizona to win. But I'm not going to be shocked if Seattle wins too. What about you, Ben?
Yeah, I think Seattle's going to make a statement. They've been kind of off the last couple weeks. I think Kyler is playing great football. I think the Cardinals are going to be a really scary team for the rest of the season. This is really a toss-up type game. I mean, I definitely could see you picking the Cardinals. I mean, Russ is starting to kind of cool off the last couple of weeks. Tyler Lockett might be out. Apparently, he's been battling an injury, so that would definitely hurt a lot in their offense. But, you know, they still have a bunch of guys. I mean, Metcalf is kind of their guy that they want to get the ball to. And he only had two catches last week. They definitely want him to kind of get more involved. I think that the Seattle defense, like, needs to just make a big-time statement game because they've just been struggling. And so I'm going to go, like, a 31-28 Seattle win. I think both quarterbacks are going to have great, great games. But I think it might come down to a final drive and a field goal might finish it.
That could happen. The reason why I picked Cardinals over Seahawks in overtime is because I really think Kyler Murray could throw another touchdown faster. I think Zane Gonzalez can kick another game-winning field goal. So I can't wait to watch this game.
Yeah, this is a game that is definitely going to be one not only for now, but you could see a preview of it. Who knows down the road? This is a divisional type battle, and two phenomenal quarterbacks have been playing this year, so this should be a really fun game.
Now let's talk about Sunday Night Football. So Derek Carr and the Raiders take on the Kansas City Chiefs. As you know, the Raiders did beat the Chiefs in their first time around, so I'm actually going to go out on a limb again. I'm going to pick the Las Vegas Raiders to beat the Chiefs again, and I think this game's going to go into overtime.
I'm going to pick the Chiefs, especially now because the Raiders have a couple key defensive guys on COVID list, so that they'll be out. I think that, I don't know, the Chiefs just seem to me like they're going to keep on going a torrid pace. And they, I think Mahomes, Clyde Edwards-Helaire might have a big game. I think Watkins might be coming back soon, so that'll, of course, help. I think Harmon's still on COVID list, but we'll have to see about that. But they just have so many weapons. And, you know, the Chiefs still put up a lot of points on the Raiders, too. I think that Carr, you know, had a really hell of a game against them. And I think, you know, Carr's been a kind of a dark horse this year, you know, his position at quarterback. But I'm just going to pick the Chiefs in a close game. It's going to be another really good – I think it's going to be a really good Sunday Night Football game. And so I'm going to pick the Chiefs without a win.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the Chiefs could win this game, but I think I really want to see the Raiders win, beat the Chiefs in Vegas, you know?
Yeah, I mean, anyway, it would be a cool story. Especially in the new stadium, they're going to be playing each other in that new one for a while now. And the Raiders have played pretty well in that, you know, that stadium for at least a couple weeks now. They beat the Broncos there this past Sunday, and then they won another game there. Forgot against who, but they seem like they're really liking the new place there, and you know, they're definitely taking advantage of it as well.
So now with that being said, Now let's talk about our Monday Night Football picks. So we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the LA Rams. So the LA Rams with a big one yesterday. But with that being said, I'm going to pick Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to beat the Rams on Monday night.
I'm going to go with the Rams in this game. I'm picking it because the Bucs have had hard times against fronts this year on defense. The Rams present a very strong pass rush, of course, headlined by Donald. You have a bunch of guys in the running game from that Rams team, Akers and Brown. And then you have Kupp and Woods for Goff, who could just use play action on them. I think Brady's going to be forced to make some mistakes in this game. Ramsey has played great at cornerback, and of course, somebody's going to have to, you know, step up, whether it's Brown or Miller. And thing about the Bucs this year, they've been able to not be consistent, and I think that especially against this Rams team, I think they're going to make it challenging on the Bucs. So I'm going to go with the Rams in a close game.
All right, now let's go to our locks and upsets of Week 11. So, my lock of the week is the Chargers over the Jets. That's a lock, but sometimes if the Jets get their first win against the Chargers, then I'm probably going to be very surprised and disappointed in the Chargers because they are one of the one unlucky teams that we know. But I just feel like the Chargers are going to beat the Jets, and that's why I have that as a lock. And then my upset special of the week is the Titans beating the Baltimore Ravens. You go ahead.
Interesting. Okay. Hold on. I'm checking right now. Let's see. My lock here for next week.
For week 11.
Yep. I'm looking at the schedule right here. Steelers over the Jaguars. That's my lock. And the Steelers go to 10-0. And then my upset. I'm going to go. I'm going to go with the Eagles over the Browns.
Ooh. I think those are not bad picks at all here. I think
the NFC East doesn't have a lot of great teams. And I know the Eagles lost against the Giants, but they've been close in games. They're getting Zach Ertz back. He could help potentially their passing game with Dallas Goedert. Maybe Alshon Jeffrey can give them something. And the Browns only scored 10 points last game against a Texans team that is 2-7. I feel like the Browns should be scoring more in like the mid-20s to 30s with their talent that they have. But they've been kind of inconsistent. So, yeah, I'm gonna pick a kind of a wild one there as my upset. So the Steelers over the Jags as my lock, and then the Eagles over the Browns as my upset.
Yeah, that's not bad picks at all. So let's talk about here. So who do you pick between the Chargers and the Jets?
Oh, the Chargers. The Jets. I think the Jets can do all they can to give that game to the Chargers, even if the Chargers find a way to blow it. You know, just as long as Gase is still there, they're going to find ways to do what they can to make some stupid penalties or plays, because all they're minor now is Lawrence. They don't want they released a guy today in Philip Dazier, who I think his name, but he's a secondary player, and he's done some decent things for them. They're trying to just do what they can. I mean, Herbert should have a very good favorable matchup against the Jets defense that has a bunch of young players, and they just have a hard time. And so I expect Keenan Allen to make a bunch of catches, has maybe a touchdown or two. Hunter Henry probably might have one. So I could see Herbert throwing like four touchdowns and maybe running against the Jets. I could see this as like a 30-13 type game for the Chargers on Sunday.
What about the Titans over the Ravens? Who do you pick in this game?
I'm going to go Ravens. I know the Titans beat the Ravens last year, but I don't know. The Titans have started to kind of fall off a little bit in terms of my confidence with them. The special teams has been kind of a question. They really got outplayed against the Colts team that I thought the Titans would be able to kind of handle. You know, I think if the Ravens get some of their key guys back to defend the defensive line, they might be able to stop Henry. Henry's kind of struggling the last couple weeks, and that's kind of their main offensive weapon that they kind of, you know, revolve around. Now, this could be a really good game. I think it will be a really good game. But I think this game bodes well for Lamar Jackson. Of course, they're really frustrated because they thought that they can go into Foxborough and win with all the odds, you know, in their favor. But they had a tough one. So with them going back home against the Titans team, that's the same record. But I think that the Ravens will find a way to win this one.
All right. Now let's talk about here the rest of our rest of our Week 11 picks. So start with the Patriots over the Texans. So Houston lost 7-10 to the Cleveland Browns, but for the Patriots, they keep on winning. They look to keep the train rolling. So we're going to talk more about this on Friday on Patriots Talk. So I have the Patriots winning big again on Sunday against the Texans.
Yeah, I'm picking the Pats to win. I'm choosing them to win as long as they don't turn the ball over, which they haven't done the last couple weeks. They just play penalty free for the most part. Cam hopefully can keep the ball rolling in terms of keeping the ball and not turn the ball over. Just give it over to his guys and been making plays like Myers and White and, of course, Harris from last game. And then defensively, just be patient with Deshaun Watson. I think the Patriots really catch a break with no more Hopkins, of course, which the chemistry, though, with Murray and Hopkins, of course, we'll talk about next week, is still really elite. But, you know, Watson and Hopkins played a lot against the Patriots, and they did a lot of damage. So you take Hopkins off that offense, and the Patriots defense, you know, can kind of catch a little bit of a break there. But, you know, the Texans have some really good offensive weapons still on the outside with some speed. You know, Fuller, Brandon Cooks, Randall Cobb. So they have some guys there. But I think that and the Texans, though, in terms of the favorable match with the Patriots, is they haven't been able to force a turnover much this year. So that, of course, bodes well for a Patriot team that hopes to keep the turnovers at a minimum. So I'm picking the Patriots to win. I can see this being like a 27-20 type win.
I'm with you on that. It's going to be another close win for the Patriots, but I think it's going to be another big win. So now let's talk about who's going to win between the Cincinnati Bengals over the Washington football team. So you got Nick and Joe Burrow against the number two. Young. I really think that's going to be a lot of fun. So is it going to be Burrow that's going to come through, or is it going to be that Washington defense that can stop this Bengals offense? But I don't see the Bengals losing two straight games. So I picked the Cincinnati Bengals to win. I think Joe Burrow is going to have a big game.
Yeah, this should be a good favorable matchup for Burrow and, of course, his main guys he likes using, you know, Boyd and Higgins and Green. So the Washington football team has been competitive the last couple weeks. You know, I think Alex Smith is, you know, he had a great game last game. He was right in it. I mean, both teams aren't, I'd say, necessarily that great. But if I had to pick one, I pick the guy that has the most upside and the guy that's, you know, showing people a lot of eyebrows this year, and that's Joe Burrow. And I think that that's the reason why the Bengals are going to win.
Yeah, I think Joe Burrow is going to have another big game. So I really think that I don't think this game is going to be a blowout, but I'm not going to underestimate Alex Smith. He had a tremendous football game last week against the Lions, but ultimately the Lions just won the game.
Right, yeah. I mean, it was a close game, though. You know, it just came down to a couple plays. And, you know, sometimes whoever gets that final play, makes the play, you know, wins the game. That's kind of the way it happened.
Now let's talk about this is your lock of the week. So you have the Steelers beating the Jags. I have the Steelers beating the Jags. I think everybody's going to beat the Jags.
Yeah, I mean, I do give the Jags credit because they did give the Packers kind of a scare last
game. They did. So, I was like, why? I mean, Green Bay should have been hammering their offense.
Yeah, so, you know, and the Steelers, you know, they've been due for a trap game at some point. So, you know, the record might not be great for the Jaguars, but this could be a close game. But I just don't see it. I think Claypool and Deontay Johnson and Juju, if they stay healthy, they'll put a lot of damage on, you know, this Jaguars team. So, I'm going with Steelers.
I picked Steelers as well. So now let's talk about who's winning between Phillip Rivers and Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. So, I mean, I think Green Bay is going to win again. I really think that the Packers are going to come into Indianapolis with a big win. I think they're going to win by a field goal. And I think that Aaron Rodgers, I think, is going to outplay Phillip Rivers.
I think the Colts are going to win. The reason why I'm picking the Colts is because of their defense.
That defense is underrated.
It has been. It's been great, especially in fantasy purposes. You know, the Packers are getting Alan Lazard back, so that should help them out. And, of course, Valdez-Scantling has really helped out too. So, you know, between Adams and Lazard and Valdez-Scantling, you know, that's a good, decent trio of three there for Aaron Rodgers. But I think that the Colts really match up well against the Packers in this game for some odd reason. You know, the Colts have a lot of confidence after that game against the Titans, that win. And I think that they'll keep the ball rolling here against a really good Green Bay team. But I can't trust them consistently, especially because they almost lost against the Jaguars team that should have not been within reach of that.
Yeah, the Packers' defense is not that great, but their offense has been very good.
Yeah, and that's just the question. It's just that the Packers have a really good offense, but it's the thing about that team is it's always just a question ability of kind of putting it all together, and that's why you know they kind of see where they kind of are you know by the end of the season. Now they did make it last year the NFC title game, so I mean they were doing something right, but you know. Not to see if they can get over the hump, you know. If they do that and they play complimentary football, I mean, look out for this Packers team, for the rest of the year and for the playoffs. But it's a good game. I'm just picking the Colts here. Let's pull it out here.
Absolutely. So now let's talk about who's going to win between the Cleveland Browns over the Philadelphia Eagles. So you have the Eagles upsetting the Cleveland Browns. So that's your upset pick. But I actually have Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns, the greatest team on paper, beating the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking a big, big chance on this game for the Eagles. You know, they have a lot of questions with their whole entire roster. I think that, you know, the Eagles have some guys that I think Carson Wentz can find a way to get the ball to. Miles Sanders, Boston Scott, Zach Ertz now in the mix. We'll see if he's going to be right. And then you know, Jeffrey and Fulgham, who's really come across, you know, as a really budding star. So, just the Browns, you know, they, of course, they don't have Beckham. You know, Kareem Hunt's played great. Landry's been, you know, pretty good here and there. But I don't know. I'm picking the Eagles. I kind of want to see if they can pull it out here.
Yeah, so now that being said, now let's talk about who's going to win between the Detroit Lions going up against the Carolina Panthers or the Lions. If they beat the Panthers, they're back to 500. But I really think that Carolina could still win this game. I could see that. I think Bridgewater, even though having a little bit of a knee injury there, I think he'll be good to go. So I think Detroit will be back to 500. So I think they beat Carolina. I think Carolina's schedule down the stretch gets a little tougher, but I really don't see this, even though that they have more losses than they have in wins. I don't see this being Matt Rule's fault, if you know what I mean. But I just feel like that the Carolina Panthers are heading in the right direction when it comes to their rebuild.
Yeah, you put it right there. You're absolutely right. I would have gone with the Panthers, knowing that I think Bridgewater would be back and be fully healthy, which, of course, he really isn't. And if McCaffrey was back. So with that being said, I think that the Lions are more positioned to go into Carolina and find a way to pull this game out. Stafford has shown some flashes of really good games this year. You know, of course, you can't forget about the play of him. Galladay might be out, but they've got a lot of contributions out of some other guys, Hockenson, Amendola, Marvin Hall, Marvin Jones. So, I mean, there's a bunch there with this team. So, you know, this is going to be an interesting game. I'm not really expecting to see – I think both teams kind of match up pretty evenly in this one. And even though the Lions are 4-5, the Panthers are 3-7, I think the Panthers and the Lions have a lot of similarities. Both really young teams that are trying to rebuild. They have some good pieces that they're on both sides for both teams. But I agree with you. I think the Lions will get undefeated, and they'll kind of have a similar result, I guess you can say, as the Patriots for Sunday.
Yeah, so now that being said, now let's talk about who's going to win between the Broncos over the Dolphins. So Miami can Miami continue the train and continue their winning ways, or can the Denver Broncos snap a losing streak? But really, I don't really think that this is all Drew Locke's fault for why the Broncos are losing games. I just think that this offense is young. He's going through growing pains. So I really believe that Drew Locke is the right person to be the Denver Broncos starting quarterback. So I picked the Denver Broncos to win big over the Miami Dolphins.
I'm picking Miami. I think that, you know, bend or break type thing. They're really playing highly confident. They beat Tua, especially, has played against really two really good up and coming budding quarterbacks, Kyler and then Justin Herbert. So, you know, and I heard now Drew Lock might be out. I saw some of his throws via highlights. It's really tough for him under pressure with him. He makes a lot of great plays, but also he makes a lot of mistakes that is just going to hold him back, I think, for his progress. So I think that's why that a lot of Bronco fans are just worried in terms of if Locke's the person. I personally think he does fit the right, bill for them. He's saying a lot of the right things. But also, too, they had Pat Shurmur. Of course, didn't really work out well with the Giants. I've never been really a fan of Shurmur in the past. So he's, of course, the offensive coordinator. He's kind of very controversial and conservative with his play calling. Fangio's, a really good coach, I think, more for his defense. But I'm picking the Dolphins to keep it going. It'll be an interesting game, especially with, you never know what the weather over there during this time of year. But, I think Brett Ripien is going to be in potentially for Sunday. And, of course, he hasn't played in a couple weeks now, so I'm not sure how he's going to be doing. So I'm making two on the Dolphins here.
Yeah, we'll just have to find out, that's for sure. So with that being said now, ladies and gentlemen, so let's talk about some other news. So we know that Kyle Shanahan just said right now is that he expects Jimmy Garoppolo to be the starting quarterback next year. So, Ben, that tells you to believe that I really think the Niners, I am right about the 49ers believing in Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, I saw it too. He Shanahan wouldn't have just said that out of the blue. That he just doesn't know. He still has belief and faith. Of course, Jimmy G has kind of been battling with injuries in the past years, and I think a lot of Niner fans want to move on from him because they just don't trust his durability. But I still think that he's a great fit for that system. He can throw the ball out quick. He makes pretty good decisive decisions, but if he has the right guys around him, which he does. Of course, you have a great tight end, one of the best in the league in Kittle. And then you have two really good up-and-coming budding receiving stars out of the draft in Samuel and Ayuk. So, you have it right there. And then you have Trent Williams, the guy who's been an absolute force in their line to protect Garoppolo. And, of course, in the running game, you got Coleman and Mostert. And those are too shabby either. So, I'm not surprised that they want to keep on to him, but I just don't know either. The Niners also, might be in a tough cap hit too, and they might not have a choice but to deal with it, to deal him and to get some, to save some cap and money. Another thing too, to keep an eye on is, Garoppolo has been out and kind of depending on where they kind of stand by the end of the year. Of course, they're not going to be in a position to win the division because it's going to be either the Rams, the Cardinals, or the Seahawks. They just have that edge right now in a really tough division. But what I do think is Garoppolo is the right fit for them. So,
I agree 100%. So now let's talk about Matthew Stafford. So he is expected to start despite a partial tear in his thumb. I really think he can play through this.
Yeah, Stafford's been just a warrior. Of course, I don't know if you heard the story, before, but his wife is just a complete warrior in terms of what she had to go through. So I think Stafford has a bunch of people around him that know what it takes to just be very tough and mentally. Of course, you want to be right, though, if you're not, of course, physically right. But he's just a guy that can battle through a lot. I got the chance, several years ago to watch Stafford play live in Foxborough, and he has a lot of great traits for him. And I think that one of the best traits about him is he's just a grinder. And so I expect him to do good things again for the Lions. And, I know the Patriots might be trying to find a quarterback if it's not Cam Newton or anything like that, but keep an eye on Stafford's name. I know he's a little bit older. But the Patriots want to go more to a pocket passer, a guy that maybe they can spend one to two year type deals on. He's playing right now for a team that has connected coach and Matt Patricia, So, of course, that could be some connectivity there too. Yeah, I really like what Stafford can bring you. He just has a lot of underrated type traits.
Yeah, and we also know that Tack McKinley, the Bengals waived him after a failed physical. So maybe I think he could go back to the Falcons or something like that.
Yeah, I did hear that, like, from reports online that I think the Niners are gonna. There's a bunch of teams that are close to claiming him before the Bengals got him. So I think kind of how it goes is kind of the other teams that were close enough to claim him, they kind of get the first nod, the first bids to try to get after him. And my question in terms of the fact is maybe, kind of teams that want to claim him now might be more in contention. But whether he is coming for a team that is contention or not, I mean, always failing a physical no matter where you are. So, of course, not a great news. So we'll have to see how that will turn out to, end up.
Yeah, so that being said, now let's talk about the NFL's now reviewing the October incident involving Bucs wide receiver Antonio Brown. I mean, Antonio Brown has worked on to being a better person. I don't see the Buccaneers cutting him at this point right now.
I mean, he threw a bicycle and, got caught on camera. I mean, it's tough, but, like, he didn't go, like, out of his world to, like, to make crazy amount. I mean, I personally think he's still a really bad guy. That's just kind of the person in me that just thinks that way, but I do think that this incident's not big enough to, for the Bucs to cut him now. I thought that for the Patriots, in terms of what they saw last year, they kind of saw, something that really was bad, and they decided to move on from right away. But there's definitely things with him all the time. He's just one of those drama, the guy that's just always in drama. And not usually for the right reasons. So with that being said, I know he's trying to probably deal with himself, but it doesn't surprise me if there's more news that, he does something like, goes out to a nightclub and, does something bad or something like that. It's just one of those things that doesn't surprise me, but I hope he gets his act together. I actually think he's a great talent when he's on the field. But he just has to be able to kind of get himself mentally there for a while now.
All right. So also we have other news to talk about before we go is that this year's Pro Bowl is going to go virtual in Madden 21. So everybody should start voting for their favorite players right now.
I did see that. I probably will vote at some point.
I'm not going to vote for Cam Newton because of how bad he is, but I'm voting for like the elite quarterbacks this year.
Well, I don't know who I'm going to vote for. I just think that there's a bunch of guys that have been playing great this year. It's kind of like voting the ballot for like MVP, Cy Young. There's just a bunch of great guys and talent that it's kind of hard to argue. Maybe one is more of the edge over the other, but by the end of it, by the end of time, you're just like you really just can't go wrong if you messed up and decided to go with this other guy that was kind of the same type of similar things. So in terms of my analysis on it is I don't think it's going to be a huge big deal, for the whole sports world to kind of know that this is going virtual, but I think it's big for the NFL because they just kind of want to see how it goes, especially with COVID and stuff. They, they want to have an activity that fan engagement can kind of be big on and for people to kind of watch their favorite players play. I guess Madden is something that might interest people. So we'll see.
Yeah. So with that being said, Ben, you have a great night and I'll see you Friday for Patriots Talk.
All right, Laura. Great chatting with you once again. We'll talk again on Friday, discuss more about the Patriots and talk then. Well, have a good one.